Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Annyeong mga K-drama pamangkins. It's Tuesday again, so of course, your K-drama tita is back for another K-drama chismisan. Now, while I was on my recent pod break or season break, I was of course just really catching up on the K-dramas that I missed. Yun lang po talaga yung ginawa ko, nanood ng K-drama. Ang hirap naman kasi, mga pamangkin, kapag, you know, sabay-sabay na nagsisilabasan yung mga magagandang K-drama, minsan you just really don't have the time na pagsabay-sabayin sila. So when I finally went on season break, I had a couple of K-dramas already lined up. I already know what I want to watch during my season break. And I wanted to see them. I wanted to see these K-dramas because a lot of you have been saying that these are really good K-dramas. A lot of you have been saying, Tita, you should check this out. You should watch this one. Blah, blah, blah. And one of that was, of course, the K-drama from the episode last week, which is King the Land. Na totoo namang nakakakilig. And if you have not seen that K-drama, I highly suggest that you watch it out. And also, I have an episode just about it if you want to first maybe listen to it. If you are okay with a little bit of spoilers, you can definitely check that out. And then there is this one other K-drama that keeps on popping up on my social media accounts, like my TikTok For You pages. Kaya naman sinigurado kong isama siya sa listahan. And that K-drama, mga pamangkin, is what we will talk about in today's episode. Mga pamangkin, it's time to talk about the K-drama, See You in My 19th Life. As per Netflix, where you can also stream this K-drama, by the way, See You in My 19th Life is about Ban Ji-yum, who can remember all her past lives, sets out to reconnect with a lost love from her 18th life, which was cut tragically short. The series stars the beautiful Shin Hye-sun from my favorite K-drama of 2021, Mr. Queen, and the most talked about Korean actor since the confirmation of his relationship to Jisoo of the girl group Blackpink, Ahn Bo-hyun. Now, as a tita, let me just give you my two cents again about this whole, I don't even want to call it a scandal, because first of all, they did nothing that was scandalous. Okay, they are just two people in love that officially admitted to the public, although that they don't really need to, but they officially admitted to the public that they are in love, or in fact in a relationship. And so if this news somehow broke your heart because you're a fan of either Jisoo or Ahn Bo-hyun, and you don't approve this relationship or them just being in a relationship at all, then let this tita tell you, wake up. My God, you're just a fan. Okay, stop with the delusion. We are all just fans of these celebrities, of these Korean actors, of this K-pop group. We have no right to tell them who they should love or not. And obviously, they will not end up with us. So kung ano mang delusion meron ka na ikaw ang magiging biyak nitong mga opa or mga K-pop or fan biases ninyo, my God, magsigising na po tayo. We have no right to tell them who they should love or not. Okay? And the best that we can do, if, you know, if our hunches about certain people of them being in a relationship with this person turns out to be correct, okay? Nasabihin natin, tama talaga yung hinala natin na this guy is not good for this person or this girl is not worth it. What we can do, the best that we can do is just, you know, show support to our idol, to our biases when they get their heart broken. Because definitely, sila po yung masasaktan, hindi po tayo, okay? Hindi po tayo ang karelasyon. So sila po yung masasaktan. So the best that we can do is just show them that we are still here. Pick them up and show them that we are still to support them no matter what. That's it. That's our role. Okay? I know with the social media, kayo mga pamangkin, you feel that you are more closer with the celebrities because you know a lot about them. Like, you know their favorite food, you know the name of their pets. You basically know their lives, right? Their favorites, what they like and what they don't like. So that made you feel closer with each other. But that is not an actual relationship. You are a fan. Okay? And Diyos ko, mga magulang nga na mga yan, walang say kasi matatanda na mga anak nila. Tapos ikaw na di naman nagluwal sa kanila, dapat pakinggan ng mga idol mo? Just because you are buying their... I know there is, of course, some gratitude that should be shown to us because we support them. We are the main reason that they are a celebrity. Okay? And that they have basically a job. However, we're just again a fan. Okay? Hindi po tayo kamag-anak, hindi po tayo nagluwal sa kanila, at hindi rin po tayo ang huwes na pwedeng magpawalang bisa ng mga relasyon. Alright? Anyway, that's again my 2 cents on this. Okay? Going back to the K-drama. So, See You in My 19th Life is a reincarnation K-drama. And reincarnation is not really new in the K-drama world. I don't know if a lot of you have already seen a lot of K-dramas, but if you have, you would know that reincarnation is not new. However, what I like about this K-drama is that it took the whole reincarnation concept and gave it a fresh look. Usually kasi, ang reincarnation K-dramas, it's like the same face in the past life, reincarnated, but the memory of the previous life is no longer there. Like for example, Legend of the Blue Sea, diba? There was a past life, they were together, I think she was a mermaid even back then, if I remembered it, right? But anyway, so they had no idea about the past life, right? And also in Goblin, so... In most cases, one of the leads gets entangled with the other lead simply because, again, the other person looks like the person that they love and lost in their past life. But there was no memory, kumbaga, dun sa taong ni-reincarnate. But See You in My 19th Life, the person that got reincarnated lives on as a different person every time. So we see different faces and the different lives lived every time she gets reincarnated. And the fun thing about this one is that she does not get reincarnated into just like one human being or like one person na pare-pareho yung face, iba-iba lang yung kumbaga parang si Ayu yung sa Hotel de Luna na parang iba-iba lang yung character na plinay niya para hindi malaman ng mga tao that she has been living a long life. Or was it Ayu? Or I think I'm mixing up my K-dramas. But anyway, it's nothing like that. She, in this K-drama, the character played by Shin Ye-sun was at one point a guy in his 20s, then at one point a guy in his 40s, then a young kid, a baby, and then she was also like Spanish, I think, and at one point an Arab. So it was fun. It was really a fresh look at the whole reincarnation thing. Kasi nga, yun nga, in most cases, the leads that get entangled with each other, they just look like the person that they have loved and lost in the past life, but never having the same memory, never retaining the memory from the previous life. So it was definitely something new for me, and it made me imagine what I would do if I also got to have that ability. I would probably make sure to use my knowledge of the past And I would either be super rich kasi grabe naman kalokohan na if I know a lot of things in life tapos mahirap pa rin ako. Grabing pabayaan naman yan. So I would definitely be super rich. Or maybe famous for being multi-talented. Just like Bam Ji-yeom in this, when she was young in this K-drama. But either way, talagang sisiguraduhin kung papakinabangan ko ang ability kong ito. So the knowledge of the different languages, the history, a lot of the things that I've learned in the past life, I would definitely make use of them. I'm pretty sure if I was in that situation, mayaman ako. Ikaw ba pamangkin, naisip mo ba, na-imagine mo ba yung sarili mo? What if you were Bam Ji-yeom? You got reincarnated, but you never lost any of your memories from the past. Like you, whatever you have learned or experienced in the past, you get to bring them to your current life. So yeah, I was really imagining myself as Bam Ji-yeom, and I like when K-dramas make me imagine a scenario because that tells me that I am excited for the outcome of the story, and also that tells me that I have not thought about this type of situation before. So this is new. And the problem of being a K-drama tita is most likely you have seen so many stories already. Nagkaiba lang on small details and there could be 100 versions of it. But at the end of the day, it's the same plot. It's the same Cinderella type of story. It's the same type of betrayal. Diba? Agawan ng mag-asawa. Parang ganun. So nagkaiba-iba lang ng mga detalye, but it's the same thing. It's the same essence. But for this K-drama, it is a little bit different. So it's something new and I like that. I like that in my K-drama. So if you're also a K-drama tito or tita just like me and you feel you've seen it all because we probably have started way, way back when, you know, with our illegal DVDs and VCDs, bago pa yung mga streaming sites. So if you're just like me and you think you've seen it all, I highly suggest checking out See You in My 19th Life. It's a fresh one. It was exciting to watch and nakakakilig din. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the love story in this K-drama because ultimately, it's a love story. Okay, of a young girl who died and got reincarnated and have searched and waited for the boy she loved in her previous life. That's really the essence of this K-drama with the added reincarnation. Yun lang yung nagpaganda talaga dun. But ultimately, it's a love story. Okay, so let's talk about that. First thing I want to say is that this K-drama definitely helped me in completely letting go of Ahn Bo-yun. The Ahn Bo-yun that I hated. Okay. You know, I've mentioned this before, but I first got to notice Ahn Bo-yun from the K-drama Itaewon Class. Remember that? Itaewon Class of Park Seo-joon? Siya yung kontrabida doon. And he was so effective that I just hate him. I just hate his gut. Like, every time na nakikita ko siya, I would hate him for no reason. And that's the problem if you were too effective in your previous role. Viewers sometimes can't move past it. And I'm a good example of that. If anyone is doing any research, you can definitely put me as part of your example. Because after Itaewon Class, I've seen his other K-dramas. I've seen his other K-dramas, like, for example, My Name, where he played a good cop there. So, he was really good as well. So, well, not good. Parang mabuti siyang tao doon. Okay? That's what I meant. And then, Yumi Cells, if I remembered it right. Yumi Cells, where he played naman a dorky love interest. So, medyo ano naman siya doon, pabebe or something. It's a love story. But none of those K-drama, unfortunately, made me believe that he will not somehow turn back to his evil ways again. Like, I will always doubt him, even in Yumi Cells. But in See You in My 19th Life, where I saw a more vulnerable Ahn Bo-yun character, I somehow felt the pain in his character. And that slowly took over his 81 class character. Like, I now have a balanced vision of him. Like, before, nung yung Miss Cells pa lang, I think parang ano pa lang, one-third mabuti na yung paningin ko sa kanya. Parang two-thirds, parang galit pa rin ako sa kanya. But with the addition of this K-drama, I am slowly getting into a more balanced one. Like, now I can see him being both good or bad. Dati talaga hindi. No matter what his role is, I always see him being an evil character. And again, that's the problem of you being effective in your villain role. Sometimes talaga, and I'm pretty sure a lot of the titos and titas out there, whenever you see Princess Punsalan, because if you don't know her, she's a Filipino actress. But anyway, Princess Punsalan was very effective as this villain in, teka, nakalimutan ko, Mula sa Puso. She was very effective there. And a lot of people, and she was actually even, I think she even mentioned this in an interview, that she got confronted by an old lady in a mall because of her character. And that, again, that's a problem. If you are very effective at your villain role, a lot of the people will not be able to move past it. And fortunately, eto nga, may nakuha na siyang role na medyo mabuti naman yung character, vulnerable, and that evens things out. At least for me, okay? I don't know if you had the same struggle as me with after watching Itaewon Class, and now he is going on a different type of role. This time, hindi na siya villain. So, I don't know. Maybe that's just me again. But definitely, this again balances it out for me. I have now a balanced vision of him. Pwede siyang mabuti, pwede siyang masama. So, depends now on the character that he will play in his next K-drama. So, yun talaga. Dati kasi talagang I know this guy no matter what his role is. I know he is evil. Do not trust him. So, for me, he was effective in his role in this K-drama. But I would not call it as amazing as he, compared to his, again, performance in Itaewon Class. In Itaewon Class, he was very effective, very good acting. Dito, sakto lang. The amazing one for me, actually, out of all the actors or performances in this K-drama was, of course, Shin Ye-sun. Like, my gosh, pamangkin. I don't know if you have already seen the K-drama.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you remember, there was this scene, I think 15 or 16, where she was doing that spiritual thing. She was holding that shaman jingle bells. I don't know what it's called. But anyway, she was recalling her first life and was going through the emotions of finding love, losing it, getting hate, all those emotions. Like, for me, she deserves at least a nomination for that performance. If there's ever a scene or an award for a best performance in a scene, that would be it for me, for Shin Ye-sun, for this year. However, other than that, medyo tame dito yung performance ni Shin Ye-sun sa K-drama na ito. Like, well, hindi siya masyadong, kumbaga, memorable. Likely because, again, that was what was required of the character. Her role in this K-drama is someone na mature despite being young, and someone that can easily handle the challenges of life being alive for so long. So I guess that makes it, a person that is more in control of her emotions, which is why, aside from that particular scene at the last part, she was pretty much tame. So there wasn't really much shocking thing about her performance, or nothing of shock value, I would say. I do, however, find it nakakakilig when she, with all the knowledge of the past, was trying to get close to Ann Boyon's character. Syempre, kilikiligan ang tita nyo sa kanila. And I find it cute whenever the guy or Ann Boyon's character will be shocked by her forwardness. Kasi nagugulantang siya eh. Biglang, ay, si ate girl, palaban. Syempre, kinikilig ako doon. Pero, eto na nga. Somehow, and again, I don't want to be, you know, tagabasag ng trip or pessimistic or Debbie Downer, whatever you want to call it. But as I continue to watch the K-drama and I would see how the girl would, quote-unquote, bravely show affection to the guy, like trying to be near him all the time to make him fall in love with her again, I cannot help but think at the back of my mind, at the very back of my mind, I was thinking, what if the roles were reversed? Like now, when I see a girl trying to figure out where the guy is and going to wherever he may be, I find it cute. But if a guy did that to a girl, that's stalking mga pamangkin. Or when she just suddenly hold his hand and ran, and this was just like the next day after meeting each other, I found it nakakakilig sa K-drama. Kinilig ako doon. But try that with the role reverse, and that could be deemed the sexual harassment already. So sometimes talaga, as much as I want equality, you know, the way I would see something as sexual harassment when it comes to the women would be also sexual harassment when it comes to men. As much as I want to be all for that equality, di ko mapigilan eh ang pag-switch ng brain ko, because this is a K-drama. So in this world, those things are okay. So I don't know. That was a struggle for me while watching the K-drama. I want to enjoy the K-drama for what it is. It's a love story. I want to enjoy it, but somehow there's something at the back of my mind. It's nagging me, telling me this is wrong. This is wrong. Again, that is just my 2 cents about it. 3 cents na. 3 cents na pala siya kasi kanina may 2 cents ako. So additional to, 3 cents na. Now, the story, moving forward. Now, the story overall was, for me, a bit all over the place. Like, ang daming loose end for me. There's so many loose ends for me and so many unanswered questions that the K-drama wasn't really able to explain. And I don't know. I have not read the webtoon. I don't know if the webtoon did it better, which I would think it would be. But definitely in the K-drama, you'll end up with more questions than when you started watching it. Like, here are some of my questions. In case pamangkin, alam mo ang sagot, pwede mong i-explain sa tita nyo. Or it was already explained in the K-drama and medyo natulog lang sa pansita ng tita nyo. So if you can just please help your tita understand. And I actually even wrote it down. Now, this is definitely going to contain heavy spoilers. So if you want to skip this part of this episode, of this podcast episode, skip nyo na muna, okay? So, here are my questions. First, bakit kulang ang past life characters na pinakita sa K-drama? I think I was counting them. I even had to replay just so I can really count. But I think I'm missing 3, if I remembered it right. 3 characters that were never really discussed during the flashbacks. I don't know. Were they just insignificant characters? That's why they were never mentioned? Or is it just because it was somehow leading her to a second season or something more in the K-drama? Don't know. I don't even know if it's, again, because we only have 16 episodes. It's a webtoon that have been running for a while now. So maybe it just didn't fit in the 16 episode. Anyway, that's my first question. Second question. Was the father of Ann Boyon's character married to the CEO of the hotel? Or are they just having an illicit affair? Naglalandian lang ba sila? And the uncle was also in love with the CEO, right? So is this some kind of a love triangle? So that's also the reason why the uncle did what he did. So I don't know. Again, I had more questions than when I started. Anyway, next. How was An Boyun's mom? And this was the shocker for me, actually. And again, I'm really confused on this. How was An Boyun's mom in the K-drama able, or was also able to reincarnate with the memory of the past? So parang character din dito ni Ban Ji-yeon, or ng character ni Shin Ye-soo na si Ban Ji-yeon. And I don't know. I don't know if it was just the translation, but she did say past lives, plural. So in one scene, she mentioned about having past lives. So that made me think that this was not her first reincarnation. But that, again, does not make sense. Like, do you reincarnate because you have a grudge in the past life and you are trying to settle it in your current life? That's why you have the option to do so? Because that happens with the character dito ni Shin Ye-soon. Kasi diba nga, she had a thing. She hated that shaman. I don't know, even know what he is. A leader, shaman leader. So he or she was actually, I think it's the curse or the hatred that turned that into a curse that made her do reincarnation with all the memories. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with that one. Or was it a courtesy thing, or it was because of that shaman? Diba yung past life niya, who also got reincarnated, was that also a thing that he did for the mother dito ni An Boyun? So, hindi ko alam. And speaking of the shaman, so, did the shaman, which is now a professor and a part-time worker in the kimchi shop, was he able to stop his reincarnation because he finally got to reconcile with Ban Ji-yeon's first life? So, dahil ba doon, dahil nga pinatawad na siya or whatever, was he now finally able to get out of his curse? I don't know. Again, that was not something explained in the K-drama or not further discussed. Next, and last question. When Shin Ye-sun's character finally lost her memory of the past life and she was like a brand new person who is not aware of the needs of her past life or her work being transferred into the hotel, how the hell did she go home? And where did she go? Like, she lives in the kimchi restaurant, right? Kasama nung pamangkin niya in her past life. Now, because she no longer remembers that past life, how did she know where to go? And how did she end up going back to that the engineering department when she was actually transferred to the hotel? Like, ano to? Nag-reset na hindi ko alam. I did not. I swear that part was so confusing to me. Like, sige na nga, I will accept this as a creative chuchu, but it does not make sense. On my mind, things are not making sense. So yes, ang dami kong time i-analyze yung series. Na parang thesis level na naman. And before I go to my overall thoughts and score of this K-drama, here are a few things that I love and not so love about the K-drama. As usual, I love the moments of Mama and Lady Choi of Mr. Queen in this K-drama. So Ban Ji-yeon and her niece, who is much older in her 19th life, were so cute together. Although nothing beats, of course, their characters in Mr. Queen. Mas maganda yung interaction nila doon, ang samahan. The actress, Cha Chung-hwa, was still fun to watch. There's no doubt about that. She was still fun to watch in this K-drama, especially whenever she will call Ban Ji-yeon as Samchun or uncle in this K-drama. Also, I love the second lead guy, like the very formal secretary. I cannot believe that he was the same dorky manager in Our Beloved Summer, the other K-drama from last year. So I cannot believe that's the same person. Anyway, I think he was he has what it takes to be a leading man in a series of his own, maybe a few more years. He was definitely nakakakilig in this K-drama. However, I do not love the second love line. Like the story between the sister and the secretary, I felt that it was too dragging. And at one point, it became boring. So it was not fun to watch. I do love the plot twist on how Ban Ji-yeom's character, current life is connected to her 18th life. So definitely love that. Did not see that coming. So overall, if I would rank See You in My 19th Life in a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, I will give this K-drama 8.5. I don't know if this is true, but somehow I have this feeling that whoever read the webtoon may be disappointed in the live-action version of it. Because I feel a lot of the essence, a lot of the things in the story, in the webtoon, were not captured by the live-action version. Like the romance of the first life of Shin Ye-sun and An Bo-yun's character was not well laid out for me. Like, I see them smiling at each other, but I don't see why he would sacrifice himself to protect her. Diba? Even ending up dying for her. So I don't see how that smiling ended up in that way. So that was probably because, again, we only have 16 episodes. Each episode is only an hour, and it does not capture everything as much as we want to. Also, for me, it lacks depth for me. And that's why in my mind, I know it lacks depth on the love side. So which in my mind, I know that she hated the shaman not for killing the guy, but dead mas lalaki. It's, yes, additional yon, pero it was more because of the sister. So that's probably why she hated the shaman so much, even to the point that she cursed her own life to be able to remember her past life in the future reincarnation, all that. But yun nga. Also, there were, again, just so many questions. So many questions left unanswered. And I hate that when I watch a K-drama. I feel that it was never fully explained. I feel it would have been explained in the webtoon. But again, hindi naman ako... hindi ko naman napanood yung... Or nabasa... Nabasa? Naba... Nagbasa? Ano? Nang Tagalog ko nag... Ano na... Hindi ko naman nabasa yung ano, yung webtoon. So, hindi ko alam if it was fully explained in the webtoon and it was just never captured in the K-drama. But if it was not explained in the webtoon, then magsara na kayo. Ano to? Hindi talaga na-explain pati sa webtoon mismo. Ay, nako. Now, would I, your K-drama tita, still recommend this K-drama to you pamangkin na di pa nakakanood? I would still say yes. It's a decent K-drama. Not the best out there. Definitely, there's a much better K-dramas out there. But it is a fresh take on the reincarnation concept. So definitely something different if you have been seeing a lot of the similar topics or concepts or plot. This is something new. I would definitely recommend because of that. But again, this everything that I've just said in the last 30 plus minutes now is all my ideas. Again, that's just me. My take is, again, different from your take. If you love this K-drama, if you hated the K-drama, that's on you. This is on me. Kanya-kanya tayong trip, okay? But I would love to know also if you have the same thoughts, if you love the K-drama, what are your favorite things about it? What did you not like about it? Please let me know through any of my social media accounts on Facebook, Internet, Instagram, Twitter, or should I call it now X? I don't know. I'm still going to call it Twitter. And TikTok, it's all at Anyong Tita. All right. And with that, thank you so much again for joining me for another Tuesday episode. Good night, kids. I love you, Bruno Mars.
Come Samnida. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. And if you want to be updated, make sure to follow the podcast, hit the notification bell, and also follow me at Anyong Tita on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so you won't miss out on anything. And catch our weekly deep dive K-drama conversations every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or other podcast streaming platforms here at your favorite K-drama show with your favorite K-drama tita. Annyeong, tita!
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.